CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure. Evening. Welcome to my lair. On today's show, we talk a little bit about the Batman. Nasred. Enjoy.
Okay. Oh, cool. Nice. Sweet. See you guys. All right. Hold on, Blake. Okay. So, how you been?
I've been all right.
Are you excited about Batman?
Blake, may I ask? I mean, without prying or anything. I don't want to
get into your business or anything. But you okay?
Sure.
Sure? Okay. I'll take that answer, Blake. But if you ever need somebody to talk to, you know Mr. Red is here.
Yes.
Hello, I am Mr. Red. Welcome to my lair. Okay. Hey, Blake, I saw Batman yesterday.
Yes.
And I have thoughts on it and stuff, but I really don't want to talk too much about Batman because I'm not a shill for the corporations. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not my thing. They have enough love and stuff like that. But I just want to know, what is your exposure to Batman? Do you like Batman?
Yeah, Batman is probably I sort of like grew up with like Batman being like my favorite superhero. So
oh yeah?
Yeah.
So you weren't a Superman guy or a Spider-Man guy? You were more on the Batman side?
Well, I think it was more Spider-Man and Batman, never Superman.
Never super. He was too corny for you, maybe?
Yeah.
Too, like, Boy Scout, like, ooh, right?
Yeah.
I admire Superman's thing. By the way, I just want to say this. No free cloud. I'm not going to plug this, but like, this is the most amazing device I've ever gotten. My brother got this for me for my birthday. It's a vaporizer thing. And it vaporizes a herb that is really great. And you can just kind of, you know, just run around and whatnot. Rick, you remember Rick?
Mm-hmm.
He has one of these. So if you excuse me, Blake, I just need to sort of medicate for a second. The green light means it's working. I went and saw The Batman yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care about spoilers or anything?
No, I don't care.
You don't care? Okay. I want to say something about how I saw it. I was sitting in the theater. I had a little bottle of something they call THC distillate. Have you ever heard of this?
I think, don't they call it like THC lean? THC like lean?
Is that what they call it? Have I been?
Some people like call it.
Oh no, I'm addicted to lean.
But it's no, not like lean. Like it's like.
Is that an Oakland thing they call it there?
Or I don't even know, to be honest. I just heard that, like, people have, like, called it that.
But you know what it is, right? It's, like, the stuff that looks like honey that they put in vape pens and stuff. So I went to see The Batman, and I went to a 9:30 showing. It was Wednesday night. I think it was the first night that they showed The Batman.
Oh, wow.
And so I got my popcorn, and because I'm an A-list member at this theater, I get it ahead of time, and they put it aside for me. And then when I roll through with my homies, I just grab it, and I take it, right? And I put the butter and all that stuff. I had a vial of THC distillate on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a whole, like maybe like...
You put it on the popcorn?
More than half a syringe. I decided this movie is almost 3 hours long. I think it's just pretty much 3 hours long. I don't know.
Wow.
But I want to enjoy this movie and it's late. And the thing is, it's different here at Wild 7. Have you noticed it a little different here since Debbie came out? And thank you for coming to the premiere.
Yeah, of course.
I really appreciate that. We really appreciate that. Gang, Blake passed the squid game. You know what I mean? Like, he came in as an intern. Now he works here. Mm-hmm. And we really appreciate him. And Captain Morgan, she works here too. She's going to be dropping by. And Blake, if we can get out of this hell day of me doing me for 4 hours or so, mm-hmm. if we could get four pieces of good content, it doesn't even have to be 30 minutes or an hour. It could be 10 minutes or something. If we get four pieces of content, I'll be happy. So here's the first piece of content that I'm going to give, okay? So I'm sitting in the theater.
Yes.
I've got this THC distillate. Mm-hmm. And I have a piece of popcorn.
Were you by yourself?
I was with my brother and with Interdimensional Alex, okay. whom you know, whom you've worked with.
Yes.
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know what? Should I? Shouldn't I? And every time I've taken the THC distillate, I just dab a little on my hand, on my uh-huh. finger, and I just put it in my mouth, and I just go, and then you know, you get like a edibles kind of high. Uh-huh. Have you ever had edibles before, Blake?
Yes, and it was...
It fucked you up, huh?
Yeah. I actually, had, a really bad migraine, and then I threw up.
Oh, really?
But I was, I was pretty gone as well, though.
Right. Were you drinking as well at that time? No, you were just... Okay. Were you doing shrooms or anything?
No.
No, just the edible. I understand.
I took, like this much, probably.
Yeah.
I was just,
And you just popped it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I had a similar experience last night. So I had my ritual when I go to the movies is I don't eat my popcorn until... I got to fix this fucking mic because I don't want it to get in the way of my lovely face, which is lovely at certain angles, but then other ones, it's like, eh. But so I'm at... My ritual is I don't eat my popcorn until the movie starts, because if you start at the trailers... It's going to be gone by the time the trailers are end. I've calculated it. The trailers are at least 15 minutes, at least, for a nothing movie. For a big movie like The Batman, I feel like they load it up with a bunch of fucking trailers.
30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes or 20 minutes. You know, it's uh-huh. up there. So what I do is I wait until the movie has started. And then the other thing is, especially at this theater that I always go to, Marina Del Rey Marketplace in Marina Del Rey, uh-huh. AMC. My favorite, because the parking is easy and I like the staff. They're really friendly kids and stuff. When I go, I have it down to a science, Blake. I get there right at the time that the movie is supposedly starts. By the time...
Yeah, because it doesn't start.
Exactly. By the time I squirt my urine and get my popcorn, by the time I sit in the theater, I only have to sit through one stupid trailer. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It's down to a science. So now this time, I'm like, while the trailers are playing, I forgot even what the first one that I saw was. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take this distillate. Mm-hmm. But I really want to enjoy this movie. So I was like, there was this much distillate. We might do an experiment because we're going to go to the candy store and get some more.
Okay.
There was this much distillate. And I pour the distillate onto one piece of popcorn while one of the trailers is uh-huh. is playing. I pour half of it, which is a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then I eat it. I'm like, okay. And then I was like, man, that was cool and everything, but uh-huh. It's the Batman. I wanna go to Gotham City. Mm-hmm. If I'm gonna be 3 hours in this movie, I wanna see Commissioner Gordon. Yeah. You know what I mean? I wanna know these people. I wanna know their lives. Mm-hmm. So I poured more of all of the distillate, all of it. I squeezed all that fucking thing in. And excuse my French world. And I poured all of the distillate and I ate all of it. And then right around the time that this trailer was playing for this movie that I really want to see called The Lost City, I was I could feel it. Like I started to melt into, because there were so many trailers uh-huh. that it kicked in really quickly. And the thing is, I don't smoke distillate because I don't want to fuck up my lungs. I'm really sensitive. That's why I vape now. I don't want to, you know, fuck up my lungs. I want to live and keep running Wild 7 with my partners and keep working with great people like you, Blake.
Yes,
you know what I mean? So I just eat the distillate because I don't like edibles because they have too many sugary calories and shit. Not into that. You know what I mean? By the way, I had jerky THC.
They thing. Make that?
Yeah, they have it at the candy store. Oh, that wow. You, myself, Captain Morgan, maybe the other guys are good. We're going to go. I got to re-up. And so I ate all the distillate. So then by the time I watched the trailer for The Lost City of
yeah, no, it was like just Sandra called, Bullock.
And, yeah, which I really want to see. It looks fun.
Yeah, it does look fun.
Doesn't it look fun? And shame on anyone that doesn't want to see it, unless it's, you know, somebody that is a friend of mine or something. I understand. But so while I'm watching it, I start to melt. Like, I'm like, and then I'm like looking at the screen. I'm like this, like, and then I was like, oh, like, oh my God. Like, and then in my head, I'm like, dude, I'm really fucked up. How am I even going to just function after this? and then Alex, you know, Alex, he looks at me while the trailer is playing. And he thinks I'm looking at the movie in, like, disgust because I don't like the movie, which he was wrong. I really want to see that movie. That movie looks really awesome. That looks like a good, fun popcorn time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's the best time you can have. But I was just so like, oh, my God. And like I was just melting, like, slowly melting into the trailers. The movie starts. I don't think I was in Gotham City, man. Like, it was crazy. Like, and the thing is, I want to say a few things about the movie.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I thought it was a great movie. Michael Reeves or Matt Reeves or whatever his name is, the director, he did a great job. Great job, you. Robert Pattinson was great. Are you a Twilight fan, Blake?
No. But I
you respect
know he was in
him.
Twilight.
You respect him, right?
I don't know much about
you. Respect
him.
You're like you're like, I get you.
Sure.
Yeah. Sorry, Blake. We're trying to be serious today. But yeah. So the movie is playing, and I'm completely amazed by everything that I am seeing. Mm-hmm. I thought it was the greatest Batman movie that I have seen in a long time. The movie was long, but it was so good. And the thing is, I guess I'll say some nerdy thoughts, I guess, that I have. Hold on. Excuse me. I have some nerdy thoughts on this, okay? And I've heard this said, but this was the first Batman movie that I've seen that really felt like a comic book story of Batman.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the last Batman story that I read was this one White Knight where Joker becomes a police officer. Like, at the it was pretty cool, the story. At the beginning, Batman is like, fuck you, Joker, you're always doing this shit. And then he takes all these pills. He's like, fucking take your pills, goddammit. and then Joker, he gets normal. He's like, whoa. And then he's like, dude, this, what I've been doing is fucked up. I'm going to become a cop. And then the thing that's fucked up, that's cool about the graphic novel is that, like, it explores, like, Black Lives Matters stuff. Like, yeah, it was interesting. It was, you would think it's interesting, Blake, yeah. You know? Like, it was very, very interesting. But my point being, like, most, like, and especially even, like, the animated series, and I don't know if you're familiar with the animated series movie Mask of the Phantasm, which is, like, awesome. But Batman, he's a detective.
Yeah.
He's not usually fighting Zarthuro, the god of death or something. No. You know, like, he's solving crimes and, yeah, like, being like, whoa, what is this? And he's, like, a detective guy. And I thought that was cool and stuff. I want to say that that's all I'm going to say on Batman. You know why? Because, Blake, I'm not really interested in being a corporate shill for some big corporation that made it, mind you, a beautiful work of art. I really respect it. But I think Batman has enough love. I think these things have enough love and stuff like that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I took the distillate. Mm-hmm. I melted into the movie. There's an odd thing in the movie. Okay. Batman. Do you care about spoilers?
No.
No? Okay.
It's the
Riddler.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing that is interesting about the Riddler on a sociological level, Blake, is that they were using, I think, like somebody that's like, he's a loser. He's like a loser. Like I've known people like this, like mm-hmm. like a total loser, and he is he's like an incel. Do you know what an incel is?
Like I'll say no.
Incel is it stands for involuntary celibate. Like the biggest like losers on the planet are incels because it means like. They're a group of like dudes that are really angry mm-hmm. and they're so like nobody will have sex with them. Like they've never had sex before. And that's fine if yeah. you're a virgin or whatever, mm-hmm. but they're angry about it. And so they get all angry and all the cum comes out of their eyes because they're like, oh, I have mm-hmm. to have sex. Whoa. And then because of their lack of sex, they get angry at women and then they go, oh, the cum comes out of my eyes. And then they eventually go and shoot someone. Like many mass shooters and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And the thing that I have to say was interesting about this Batman was the climax, whereas usually in a Marvel movie you would get a giant robot or creature or something. This one was a bunch of mass shooters. Like they all like kind of thought Riddler was cool, and so they're following his big plan. Mm-hmm. And then Batman, the Riddler looks up to Batman because at this point in the story, Batman is just this guy that's going around fucking people up for, yeah. you know what I mean? They don't know what to make of him. And then when they finally have this meeting, which mind you is a lot like the thing in Dark Knight. It's been done, but it was cool in this. Riddler is like all into him. He's like, yeah, you and me, we're the same. And then Batman's like, no, dude, you're a loser. And then Riddler goes like, he goes like this. He goes, like Batman is like, you're a loser. You're an idiot. Nobody loves you. What's wrong with you that you do all these things? Mm-hmm. And then Riddler goes, oh,
he laughs.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. Like, and then the funny thing is the guy that plays him, I maybe this was like a choice. He has like a chubby face and he looks like Jeffrey Dahmer. and like, but the thing that I thought was interesting was also it was very violent.
Yeah, I bet.
Extremely violent. And that's okay. I thought that was cool. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I mean the Batman, like Dark Knight, they usually are like super violent.
No, right. Those are violent, but I was explaining to Chris and April, this one the tone of the violence was different. This was more like Saw. Oh, it was like Saw. And I've heard that they use the movie Seven and I guess Saw was inspired by Seven too. So they're using that as a inspiration thing. And so that's the thing with the Batman. Now, the thing is, I am no corporate shill, okay? The Batman is doing fine. It is doing its thing. I appreciate it. I respect the craftsmanship mm-hmm. behind it. But Lobo Rojo, mm-hmm. my hero,
yes,
is going to kill all these superheroes. Mm-hmm. He is the strongest guy in the world. Blake, name a superhero.
Superman.
He can beat him. Lobo Rojo can turn into a giant wolf.
Okay.
And he can shoot laser beams out of his eyes.
Wow.
Lobo Rojo can do a lot of stuff. And the thing is, like, Batman is... I've heard it said that, like, Batman, his power is white privilege. and also, like... His mask is so that like the cops can see that he's white so they don't shoot him and stuff. And that's true. That's all true. But my hero, Lobo Rojo, just crushing Wild Seven, is the greatest hero of humanity. And we are in the process of bringing him to the world. Mm-hmm. And he's better than Batman because he's not mean and he's a kind man. And ask me... What is your favorite superhero other than Spider-Man and Batman and Superman? Or how about this?
Probably, I guess the Hulk.
The Hulk? Liberal Hulk kicks ass, probably. Most likely, because of the fact that Liberal Hulk turns into a giant red wolf mm-hmm. that can shoot laser beams out of his eyes. So DC and Marvel can suck my dick. Okay, I said it. I'm not a corporate shill. I like your movies. Let's just... It's like you tell someone like, hey, I like what you did with your hair. You don't want them to be like, oh, really? You want to have sex with me? No. I'm just saying, like, your hair is nice. Your movies are nice. I like these stories. Okay? I think that was good for the Batman. We got enough of the Batman. I've had enough. This is the thing, Blake. I'm listening to this thing. I'll tell you this. This might be another bit, so we might chop this into two.
Okay?
I'm just listening to this thing. Or maybe this will just wrap it up. The reason why I'm like, oh, fuck, my battery's up. The reason I'm saying I'm not a corporate shill is I'm listening to this podcast called Download, spelled L, like low, mm-hmm. instead of load. Like load.
Yeah.
Low, you know? And it's about how this company called Ain't It Cool News pretty much took internet culture and made it what it is today, which is this thing where people are just paying lip service for the big studios and their big things and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and how that environment was created. And I have to say that when we made Debbie and the Devil, the greatest horror film ever made, it changed everything. And it made me not want to review films because of the fact that, A, it's not polite to critique the works of your contemporaries. And then also, I tend to like everything. So I don't want to go on this thing and be like, yeah, Marvel is great. Uh-huh. DC is great. They don't need me and I don't need them. Fuck them. You know what I mean? They have enough money, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Let's take a break.